A 7-year-old privilege escalation bug in Linux has been patched. A security firm's COO has been charged with facilitating a cyber attack, and more on this week's episode of Bear Security. Welcome to Bear Security, a weekly quick take on topics affecting our businesses, clients, careers, and communities in cybersecurity. I'm Chris Kly, and here are the stories for the week of June 19th, 2021. Our top story this week is regarding a recently discovered Linux vulnerability. The Register is reporting that a 7-year-old privilege escalation bug that has traveled amongst different Linux distributions over the years has been patched. The bug affects the service Polkit, which evaluates whether specific Linux activities require increased privileges than the ones currently available. The security researcher, Kevin Backhouse, who identified the bug, said the flaw is surprisingly easy to exploit, but timing is an important factor in successful exploitation. The vulnerability results from the way Polkit handles errors when the UID of a connection no longer exists, in some cases leads it to defaulting to UID 0, which makes it process the request as if it came from a root process. Linux systems that have Polkit version 0.113 or later installed are at risk of this bug, such as the unstable branch of Debian, RHEL 8, Fedora 21, Ubuntu 20.04. It is recommended to update as soon as you can. You can read the full story via the link in the description. SC Magazine is reporting the arrest of Vikas Singla, co-founder and COO of Securelytics, for aiding and abetting a 2018 cyber attack against the Gwinnett Medical Center in Georgia. The Department of Justice claims the attack against Gwinnett Medical Center involved disrupting phone service, disrupting network printing services, and obtaining information from a digitizing device, and that it was done for a personal profit and commercial advantage. In total, Singla faces more than 18 counts of violations to the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act, with 16 of those charges involving the same malicious act being carried out on 16 different printers. Singla is currently out on bail pending trial. You can read more on the charges from the link in the description. ZDNet is reporting that attackers behind the malware known as SolarMarker are using PDF documents padded with SEO keywords to boost their visibility on search engines in an attempt to lead victims to the malware on malicious sites that poses Google Drive. SolarMarker is a remote access Trojan that steals data and credentials from browsers. The malicious PDFs have so far been stored on AWS web services or Google Drive, where they are indexed by search engines that process the keyword stuffed documents, ranking them high for a particular search term. An unsuspecting user may open this document, believing it relates to their search, which will then lead them to fake login pages on a .site, .tk, or .ga domain, along with downloading malware. Microsoft Security Intelligence noted in a tweet that these documents have wide range of topics, including insurance form, acceptance of contract, how to join in SQL, and math answers. This tactic isn't exactly new for the attackers, with security firm CrowdStrike alerting to such similar activity back in February. Microsoft has also recently reported seeing additional random files being downloaded in an attempt to evade detection. You can read the full story over on ZDNet via the link in the description. The Hill is reporting that the chairwoman of the House Oversight and Reform Committee, Representative Carolyn Maloney, is pressing JBS USA to explain its reasoning behind paying the $11 million ransom from the recent ransomware attack. Included in that was a request to turn over all documents related to the ransomware attack recently suffered by JBS and records to its communications to the Reval Group. Rep. Maloney wrote in the letter that she is deeply troubled by this and similar ransomware attacks. JBS has so far claimed that the ransom payment was necessary to prevent critical data from being destroyed. Though this may just be the start of problems for JBS, whose parent company in 2020 paid a $280 million fine to settle allegations that they violated the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act for how they acquired Pilgrim's Pride and Swift & Co. here in the United States. The situation has further reignited concerns regarding the consolidation within the agriculture sector and how such attacks as these could trigger shortages and soaring prices. If one thing is for sure, It seems companies who are impacted by ransomware are finding themselves in even deeper waters as they fall under the microscope for their practices. We can only hope this leads to better security practices. You can read the full story by The Hill in the description. Leaping Computer is reporting that customers of Ledger have become the target of a new scam. Scammers are using data from a data breach at Ledger back in June 2020, which disclosed customer contact information, to send them replacement hardware wallets that look like a Ledger Nano X in the mail. The instructions that come with the device instruct a user to open a drive that appears after plugging the device into their computer and running the enclosed application. The application then asks the user for their Ledger recovery phrase to import the wallet to the new device. Meanwhile, it sends the recovery phrase to scammers who then use it to import the victim's wallet on their own devices to steal the cryptocurrency funds contained. Ledger customers are advised to be suspicious of any unsolicited email, package, or text claiming to be related to their hardware devices. You can check out all the details on the scam by following the link in the description. That is all for this week's episode of Bear Security. Links for all the stories mentioned can be found in the description or on our website, syntaxbearer.io. On there, you can also find links to interesting stories, tools, research, or videos we couldn't cover on this week's episode. Thanks as always for tuning in. This is Chris Kly signing off. Stay safe out there, friends.